It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
It's Fiesta Friday here at the Darren Copeland Experience. Before we go any further, I would like to urge all of you, if you're out and about this weekend, to pop by Juicy Burgers and Dogs this weekend. It's just up north from downtown Denver. It's at 9470 Grant Street. Just take I-25 north to Thornton Parkway. Take a right to Grant. Take a left, and it's right there. They've got a big, huge food truck with a big burger painted on that says Big Juicy. They've got amazing food. Tater tots, jalapeno, fried jalapenos. They've got chipotle dipping sauce. Their burgers and hot dogs are all sourced locally. Juicy, delicious. You cannot go wrong with it. And if you mention the Darren Copeland Experience or Mile High Sports Radio, you will get $2 off your next meal. And that's basically a free malt or shake or appetizer. You can't beat that. We all love free food. I know that I will be popping by on Sunday. If you want to see my pretty face there, pop in on Sunday sometime, because I will be gorging myself on all of their amazing good food. Juicy Burgers and Dogs. Find them at www.juicyburgersanddogs.com. Tell them the Darren Copeland Experience sent you. And whenever you're hungry, just remember, I love Juicy.
I love Juicy. I'm working on it.
I love Juicy. I love the Juicy. Love, love, love the Juicy. Yeah, there are friends up there, and go check them out because it's good food. You can't go wrong.
Oh, look, the Pirates have tacos.
Yes, the Pirates do have tacos.
Well, to be fair, I got kind of sick of tacos after the last four games.
I don't know. I've never yet once in my entire life gone to get free tacos after the Rockies score seven runs.
Never?
Never. Not once. I had friends who would go when you could get the four tacos.
For a while there, I was doing that.
But you only got one taco. See, once you started to get just one taco, it wasn't worth it. But when you could get like three tacos.
You have four tacos for a dollar.
Four tacos for a dollar, yeah. They would go around.
Or four tacos for a dollar with a purchase of a drink. So it was like $2.50.
Sure, so you get like a small drink. But they went out, and one evening, we were doing a show, and before the show, she and a friend went out and came back with like 20 tacos each. They hit so many Taco Bells. It was amazing. And she ate like almost half of them. And then we split the other 10. But yeah, that I didn't personally go out and get the tacos. But I'm sure people take advantage of it, which, you know, they should. If the Rockies do well enough, we should enjoy the fruits of their labors. Absolutely. There was a bunch of stuff I was going to talk. I knew you were going to talk about OJ, but there's not much to talk about OJ, but there was something else.
Hugh Freeze?
Nah, I don't care about Hugh Freeze. The best part about Hugh Freeze is he's a sanctimonious pile of crap.
Well, here's the best part about that is, why are you doing that on your company phone? The one that they can track on.
Well, and I was listening to a show earlier today on ESPN, and they were saying that when he turned all, because he blamed all of those, offenses against Mississippi on Houston Nutt, the previous coach. So when they decided to go look at records from Houston Nutt, he was turning over all his records, all the records from the past few years. He had an opportunity to redact that phone number from the records. He just forgot. It never would have shown up had he just been able to take it off. But he didn't. One, I find it interesting that they were okay with getting all the sanctions and cheating, but by God, don't call a hooker on our phone.
On the company phone.
So?
Come on, man.
I don't care. You want to call a hooker, call a hooker. I don't care whose phone you use. You're a guy. They're hookers. It's like cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs. Not sure that's the right...
He talks about, you know, he wears his religion on his sleeve. And I will be honest with you. I had a huge bout of Schadenfreude yesterday when I saw that he quit, because I hate people like that. People who preach and wear their religion on their sleeve and force it down other people's throats and then turn around to be just as bad or worse than every other human being. It's like, oh, yeah, so you're not better than all of us, you jerk. I was very happy to see him get his comeuppance. But you know how I feel about it.
Did you just use the word comeuppance?
I did.
That's an arrogant religious term.
Okay.
Arrogant religious person.
Okay. I don't think I mentioned God once, except for that one time.
Oh, just now you did?
So, yeah, you can mock me for my hatred of people who are that religious, but it just bothers me. They use their position as a bully pulpit to shove their religion down our throat.
Well, it's called a bully pulpit.
Can't stand it. And so I'm glad he got. I'm glad he quit.
Okay.
I'm very glad he quit.
Okay.
I know you're sad.
I'm not. No, I'm not really sad. I just. I was just. I thought it was. I think it's funny. All right. Listen.
I think it's fantastic.
No, it is. It's just for me. It's just.
I root for guys like that to lose their jobs. I do, and I rarely root for people to lose their jobs, but I root for guys like that.
For me, it is
to lose their jobs.
As a PR person, and you did PR for a long time. I did PR for a long time. Mm-hmm. For PR people, it is just that is the head slap. Can you, okay, listen, please don't do anything illegal, but if you insist on doing something illegal, do it on some other phone that you bought. Do it over there. Don't do it on the company phone.
So it wasn't illegal.
Wasn't illegal. It was creepy.
It's.
Well, actually, probably getting a prostitute is probably
illegal. Well, it's a call to call girl in an escort service, and there are a lot of escort girls who don't actually have sex with people. They actually are just there to be eye candy or arm candy with other guys.
Okay.
So I had a friend who did that in New York, and she literally would just go out on dates with these guys because they're in town, they're lonely, they want to be with somebody, and they just like buy them dinner, take them to movies, take them to plays. The girls got to feel like they were rich, but nothing ever happened. I don't know if this was that kind of escort. Probably wasn't, in which case, yes, that would be technically illegal, but only if they actually did something. What he did by using the company phone, the school phone or whatever, that's unethical probably, but
stupid,
more stupid than anything.
Yes.
But what I find interesting is that the university was more upset about that than they were about actually cheating.
Oh no, because you got to cheat at Ole Miss if you're going to keep up with Alabama and Auburn.
I found it interesting that listening to Lebatard this morning, he was pretty prescient about 3 years ago when Mississippi State got the number one recruiting class in the country. I think he came out and said, can we all just stop pretending like they're not cheating? Like, we know they're cheating. How does Mississippi State get the number one ranked recruiting class?
Ole Miss.
How does Ole Miss get the number one recruiting class in the country? Well, they're cheating. That's the only excuse. And, well, okay, they were. And in the SEC, it's not about if you're cheating, it's about how well you cheat. The whole SEC takes the Patriots and Raiders motto of, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Yeah, I think probably so. I think that's probably true. Do you think most do or do not cheat? Most schools.
I'm going with do.
I'm going to say there are, 106 Division I schools. I'm going to say that the majority do not knowingly or willingly cheat. There are some schools that make mistakes, and they pay for it. But as far as when it comes to
cheating.
Willfully cheating, yeah. I'd say most don't.
Most don't.
I would say most don't. I mean, look at, I'm just going to take the Big 12.
Okay, when, Big 12.
And the so as much as I hate Nebraska, I don't believe they cheated. They didn't need to. Oklahoma, on the other hand,
they cheated because they could.
They cheated because they could. But again, they came.
They gave Jamal Holloway a house.
Oh my God, I know. They paid people.
Or an oil well. Here, how about an oil well?
Iowa State.
I want an oil well.
Iowa State never cheated, or at least if they did, they were not good at it.
Can you believe this? Can you believe that the Broncos have perhaps the best duo of cornerbacks in the league? And both of them went to Kansas, perhaps the worst football team in Division I-A?
Well, but at the time they were there, actually, Kansas was pretty good. They almost won the Big 12 the year that they were there. They had that 2 or 3 year window when Kansas was actually good.
Yeah, but that was, I think, Aqib was there, but certainly not Harris.
No, not Harris, but he had been recruited at the end of that success.
Kansas is terrible. Well, they're definitely not cheating at football.
No.
They're cheating at basketball.
I don't even think they're cheating at basketball. They're just so good, they don't
need
to.
They got James Naismith. This is the basket that they use for the first basket. Come on to Kansas.
That's not cheating. That's just lying.
No, that's true.
There's a difference.
James Naismith, wasn't he their first coach?
He created the game, as far as we know. Kansas will tell us all of it. As far as you know, he created the game.
Okay.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.